Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Hello, Jan. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Firstly, I don't know if you've got this as a talk topic, but do you know about Netflix? You can, they've got to, are you following this, the information coming out of CES?
I am.
So did you see that Netflix have got this AI, this AI program that will determine if you have shared your passwords with somebody else just by looking at your behavior? Did you see
that? Oh, very interesting. I did not see that particular story. I didn't think it was that big a deal for them, actually. We actually asked MultiChoice about this because they've got, you know, they've got Disney Now and Showmax and stuff. And they said that password sharing isn't a big issue for them. So it's...
Apparently for them and Amazon, they're saying that it's accounting for billions of dollars.
Interesting, interesting. I guess for companies like these, it can be a big deal, but it always worries me when a company starts policing this kind of thing to squeeze more money out of people. I guess it is against their terms of service, though. So the idea is for a household to share a Netflix account, not for, you know, for example, you
in-laws in Cape Town. Which exactly, a lot of people exactly. are doing, yeah. No, it's certainly so, open to abuse, that's for
but,
sure.
But it worries me, like, from an, from an investment perspective, from a pure business perspective, like, when, it's almost like when someone's product isn't, when the focus starts going off of the product and onto, like, the mechanics of how that product is delivered, I start worrying. Like when video game companies started worrying about copy protection more than they did about games, it was a sign of what was to come. And right now, video games aren't in a great place. And so, as soon as a company starts worrying about little things like this, which you know, not that little, as you say, possibly billions of dollars, but I'd also want to interrogate that a bit more because now, you know, they're the only ones who are sitting on the data. And how many of those people who they cut off are actually going to take up their own Netflix subscriptions when they are cut off?
Well, that's a wait and see exercise, I presume. Jan, you've got a very topical story on your website, mybroadband.co.za. The real reasons why Eskom is in a total mess. We couldn't get more topical than that. Why don't you address that?
Yeah, and so many things have gone wrong. I mean, if you want to really go right back to the history, this dates back to, like, I think 2005, 2006, but let's not go back that far. Eskom's in a mess for a couple of reasons. So, first one is that, quite simply, it's got too much debt and not enough money to service that debt and not enough money to cover its running costs. So that's the big issue. At the moment, and then on top of that, a very interesting argument that one of our writers made in that particular article, if memory serves, is if you look at the top management, what's happened now is, you know, a lot of credit to President Cyril Ramaphosa for trying to be the new broom that sweeps clean, you know, trying to right the ship and so on, but. Like, looking at the people who are at the helm of Eskom at the moment, you know, when you've got an organization that is in dire straits and that is critical to the continued functioning of the country, having a CEO in place with 0 years of experience in the energy sector is worrying. And so, obviously, and a lot of criticism, I mean, there's a lot that can be said about this topic, but a lot of criticism that the ANC refuses to look outside its own ranks to fill critical positions like that, and so that's a huge issue as well, is a lack of skills.
Terrifying.
And not just on at the lower levels, but all the way up to executive level. There are incredibly skilled people in Eskom, but perhaps not in the right places and, perhaps not being motivated correctly. And now, you know, the worker revolt, That's starting to happen with, you know, talk of fixing Eskom and it possibly going to cost jobs, much like, fixing Telkom required, jobs to be cut. And so now you've got, growing worker unhappiness, there as well. But another, other big areas, that we covered about what's been going wrong and why we've ended up at load shedding is, at the start of the year, or rather at the beginning of the month, I should say, I asked Eskom, so where's the load shedding? Because we were warned that from about the middle of January, we should expect load shedding to come back as the, as demands start peaking again, as electricity demands start peaking again. And Eskom said, yeah, so, you know, good news. What's been happening is that over the festive season, we were able to bring some broken, generating units back online. I'm paraphrasing here. They obviously didn't use the word broken. And, but we've also been burning a lot of diesel, to make sure we keep the lights on. And that comes down to the economics of it. Let's say it costs them a billion rand a month to run their diesel power plants. But it costs the South African economy 2 billion rand a day just to have like stage one load shedding. So it's just a better deal to use the diesel generators than to load shed even for one day. And so they've been burning the diesel. So I'm like, oh, that sounds great. And the very next week, they announced stage two load shedding.
Yeah, you called it.
And the reason they announced stage two load shedding, they're out of diesel. So amongst other things, they're out of diesel, they're out of water, or at least the reserves are getting critically low. And then on top of that, a whole bunch of other units started tripping. As they start bringing their emergency resources offline, the load on, you know, elsewhere on the network starts increasing and then those trip and then, you know, go offline. I have got to start load shedding stage four. We had this cascading effect. And so, so that's part of the issue as well, is that, Eskom is burning emergency resources at unsustainable levels or burnt emergency resources at unsustainable levels to keep the lights on during January. And so now we're sitting in a situation where we're not looking at stage one load shedding. We're in straight to stage two and then to stage four. Now, you know, dialed it back to stage three. Where's it going to be tomorrow? Stage seven? I don't know. That's what's cause for concern here is, our energy supply in the country seems to be in an incredibly precarious place.
As it has been for a while. I mean, this is not news to us.
How I think people were like, oh, you know, stage one, stage two load shedding, it's a frustration, but you know, we'll learn to live with it. Or, you know, we'll kind of grumble about it and go about our business and, you know, look at how badly things are run, you know, kind of thing. To go stage two, stage four load shedding in the space of 2 days, I think it's illustrated just how precarious it is. And the fact that Eskom is reliant on emergency resources like pumped water storage schemes, its diesel generators, and then it doesn't have the logistics in place to make sure that those are adequately supplied to take us through this critical time. It's a huge cause for concern.
It really is, and very damaging. Jan Vermeulen, editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. Love your work. Thank you so much for speaking to us and just clarifying things. Thank you.
It's my big pleasure. See you next week.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Jan Vermeulen.